Okay, tell me what the situation is. My understanding is you've made a decision as far as the race for lieutenant governor goes. Tell me what you've decided.
Steve, I have decided after thinking about it and being in touch with the McCain campaign that in my efforts to see that Senator McCain gets into the White House would be better channeled than running for lieutenant governor. The McCain, endorsed Senator McCain a while back and had been working with him and helped an event here. I guess you might say I went with McCain when it wasn't popular. But be that as it may, I feel that Jack Jackson can help this state and nation better by helping John McCain to the White House than I can running for lieutenant governor.
Did you have a chance? I know when we spoke down in Springfield, you said you weren't making up your mind yet. You were leaving things basically open as to what you were going to do. Did you talk to Peter Kinder and others? Was there perhaps some pressure from the Republican Party?
None whatsoever. No one has talked to me about getting out. On the contrary, everything I've gotten the call so far and all the since this went out, the calls I received is don't do it, stay in, we can't win it. Republican Party has not pressured me at all. This was my decision. Besides, Steve, you know me well enough. I'm not going to knuckle under that stuff. If I decide I want to do something, I would do it. You know, when you're right, you can beat on anybody.
Yeah, and I know you felt that it was the right thing to do. You also, another concern, of course, the whole idea, the way it all happened, I guess it still has to leave a sour taste in your mouth. Not your decision now because you're happy you're going to be helping John McCain, but the way it happened that you found out, I believe, what, just a matter of minutes before everyone else was told?
That's right. I was told just 5 minutes before the rest of the people were told, and it was not a pleasant experience, and I didn't appreciate it, and I still didn't appreciate the way it was handled.
No, I can understand that. So would you, right now it looks as though it's just a Peter Kinder for lieutenant governor, the only Republican in the race. Have you had a chance to talk to him at least since that time, back a week and a half ago?
Only briefly at various Lincoln days. And so in a rather, shall we say, social setting, we did have an opportunity to talk privately for a short period of time, but there was nothing conclusive from my part as to why he did what he did, and you'll have to take that up with Peter.
Okay, I won't keep you much longer. Just one last thing. So now it's on to Senator McCain for president.
That's correct. I'm going to try and repeat some of the things I did for George Bush in 2004, and maybe be... if they'll see their way, it's clear. I'd like to be the state chairman for Senator McCain, but that's their decision, and we're talking about that as we speak.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, good. We'll keep in touch, and we'll see how that goes, because I know you and John McCain were in the same theater back 40 years ago.
That's right. The gray hairs of maturity have set in, and it's time for me to stand up and help a fellow veteran.
Good. Hey, good talking to you, my friend.
Anytime, Steve.
Hey,
you call me anytime.
Thank you very much. Take
care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.